各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord.
复活节快乐。
Happy Easter.
主复活了。
Our Lord has risen.
主果然复活了。
And indeed he has risen.
好，不好，弟兄姐妹，我们还是要彼此打招呼。
Let's greet one another.
不要不习惯，如果是今天第一次来到我们教会的，你要接受这个祝福。
And so if you're first time visiting, I hope you'll receive our greetings.
我们要彼此打招呼，好不好？前排后排，前后左右。
So please turn to your neighbor and greet them.
已经开始了哈。你说耶稣爱你，我也爱你啊。
And so Jesus loves you and I love you too.
Jesus loves you. 啊，各位弟兄姐妹，何等的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, it's a joyous day.
过去的一周我们称为圣周。
So this past week was called Holy Week.
这是主耶稣基督在世的最后一周。
And this was the last week of Jesus' time on earth.
大家知道耶稣基督最后几日所遭遇的事情，所遭遇的征战。
And so I'm sure you're familiar with the events during his last week here.
在我们有的微信群里边，我每日也和弟兄姐妹发灵修。
And I've been sharing daily devotionals in the WeChat groups.
在周五的时候，大家如果记得是受难日啊。
And so if you remember on Friday, on Good Friday,
不论是天气还是我们的心情，好像都很不好。
It was not great weather, and also I think we were not in a good mood.
天气那天是冷冷的，在中午的时候还下了一场雨。
It was a cold day, and there was a storm in the middle of the day.
我们的心跟随耶稣基督受难，也同样感觉很郁闷。
And so in our hearts, we also felt that oppression as Jesus suffered on that day.
因为耶稣基督他钉十字架，他流血牺牲。
Because he was crucified and he bled and he suffered for us.
我们大家周五晚上来到这里来聚会敬拜神。
And so on Friday evening, as we gathered here to worship.
可是到了周六安息日，天气格外的好。
But on Saturday, the weather was wonderful.
我们看见阳光灿烂，春天的气息已经来了。
It was a sunny day and we could feel spring coming.
正像耶稣基督预备复活一样。
And that's just like Christ preparing to be resurrected.
我们听见鸟在唱。
We can hear the birds singing.
我们看见花开了。
And we can see the flowers blooming.
弟兄姐妹，百合花开放啊。
So、
非常的美好。
We can see the flowers are all blooming.
那弟兄姐妹，我们看见天也格外的蓝。
And we can see the sky's blue.
似乎那个天空也格外的这个明亮。
And it was extra bright that day as well.
弟兄姐妹的心情也格外舒畅。
And that reflects our feeling and our hearts on that day.
我们是在和耶稣基督一同经历一次复活。
Because it's as if we were experiencing the resurrection with Christ.
我们很高兴今天有十位弟兄姐妹受洗归在主的名下。
We're very happy that we had 10 brothers and sisters baptized into the name of the Lord today.
这是他们要在众人面前宣告要愿意进入神的国度。
And this is a public proclamation they're making that they're entering into the kingdom of God.
他们承认耶稣基督的名。
And they are calling upon his name.
在他们的生命里边翻开了新的篇章。
And also they're beginning a new chapter in their life.
回到今天的主题，复活的大能。
So coming back to our topic today.
感谢主，我们看到在人生的时候，我们有很多的时候都有始有终。
And so we see, you know, a lot of beginnings and endings in our life.
但是好像都没有复活。
But not a lot of resurrections.
唯独我们的主耶稣基督是死而复活。
But only our Lord Jesus Christ has died and rose again.
这就证明耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
And this is proof that he is the Son of God.
当耶稣基督被神差派到人间来的时候，
And when Jesus was sent from his Father to us,
他带着使命，
that he came with a mission.
他的使命不是说他死在十字架上就结束了，
It wasn't just to come and die on the cross.
也不是说埋葬在坟墓里边就结束了，
or to be buried.
他是告诉我们第三天他要复活，
but that he would rise again on the third day.
大家记得主耶稣基督的复活是最大的神迹。
And so you'll remember that the resurrection of Christ is the greatest of all miracles.
我们在圣经里边看到过许多耶稣基督行的神迹。
We can see a lot of other miracles in the Bible.
我们在各个教会里面，在信主的人群里面，也有好多的神迹。
And we might even see miracles in the lives of our brothers and sisters and in the church.
但是人世间有史以来没有任何一件事情可以和耶稣基督复活相比较。
But nothing is comparable to the resurrection of Christ.
因为复活是神超自然的大能。
Because the resurrection is a supernatural power of God.
刚才我们所读的这几段经文。
So in the passages that we just read.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到是耶稣基督复活的历史事件。
And we can see this resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical event.
如果我们要接触基督教。
Because if we want to accept Christianity.
如果我们要聆听福音。
And if we want to hear the gospel.
你不能绕过的有两件事情。
There are two things that you cannot go around.
一个就是死亡。
One is death.
耶稣基督的死亡。
The death of Christ.
因为耶稣基督非常人死亡。
Because his death is unlike any other.
他是死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
但是弟兄姐妹，人却宣告他没有罪。
But yet he was not, he was sinless.
可是人却要把他钉在十字架上。
But yet he was still crucified.
这就证明了耶稣基督是替我们死在十字架上。
That is, to show that he has died for us.
我们要接受耶稣基督作为救主。
And so if we want to accept him as our savior.
你必须要相信他死在十字架是为你为我。
Then you must believe that he died on the cross for you and for me.
第二个不能绕过的事情是耶稣基督的复活。
So the second thing is his resurrection.
很多的人都会说耶稣基督复活可能是一个神话。
Many people will say, well, that's just a legend.
所以我在这里和弟兄姐妹要澄清的第一件事情就是说耶稣基督的复活是一个历史事实。
So the first thing I want to clarify here with you is that it is a historical event that Jesus was resurrected.
这是一个真实的事件。
That this is a true event.
在我们所读的经文里面，你会看到时间、地点、人物、情节。
And you can see in the passage that we just read, there's a location, there's a time, there are characters, and there are specific events that happen.
当我们刚才读这段圣经的时候，就好像这个复活的事件活生生的发生在我们眼前。
And so as we read these passage, we can see the resurrection happening before our eyes.
耶稣基督是有能力的。
Because Jesus Christ has power.
耶稣基督他的复活宣告了真理的得胜。
And his resurrection proclaims the victory of truth.
主耶稣基督，我们可以看到他的一生里边，他有很多的事情，有一件事情是他自己宣告的。
So there are many things that happen in the life of Christ, but there's one thing that he prophesied himself.
主耶稣基督预言自己的复活。
He prophesied his own resurrection.
弟兄姐妹，千万别小看这个预言。
We should not underestimate this prophecy.
这是我们信仰的根基。
Because it is the foundation of our faith.
当耶稣基督他要去耶路撒冷的时候。
Because when Jesus was getting ready to go to Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督曾经三次预言自己死。
He predicted his own death three different times.
不是一次，是三次。
Not just once, but three times.
所以弟兄姐妹，当耶稣基督预言他死的时候，你想一想，这样的事情如果不发生，会有什么后果？
And so let's think about what would happen if his prophecy did not come true.
这是一个伟大的预言。
Because this is a great prophecy.
如果他自己没有把握，他是不会这样自己宣称给自己找麻烦的。
Because if he wasn't sure that this was going to happen, he should not have said such a thing.
因为时间要一分一秒的过。
Because each, as time passes,
事情要一个一个的成就。
Everything that he predicted must happen according to his predictions.
如果所度过的事情和他预言的有偏差，
if there's anything that is different,
那么耶稣基督就会被嘲笑，他不会被藐视，会被当作骗子或者是说谎者。
Then people will look down on him and they would call him a liar.
弟兄姐妹，想想看，耶稣基督带着一群人。
But Jesus, let's imagine he came with his disciples.
他对他们说他以后要死，并且怎么个死法。
And he told his disciples how he was going to die.
死在哪里。
Where he was going to die.
死后会发生什么。
And what's going to happen after he dies.
他都说得一清二楚。
And he told them clearly what was going to happen.
好，弟兄姐妹，我假设。
So let's imagine.
在我们当中任何的一个人，或者说是你听见任何一个人。
One of us or someone you know.
假如说他能说出这样子的话来。
What if they say such things?
弟兄姐妹，他的结果就是要被送到精神病院。
Such a person would surely be sent to the mental institutions.
是，肯定的，对吗
？Of course.
所以会有医生在那里等着他。
And so there will be doctors there waiting for him.
但是我们主耶稣基督却千真万确的预言了他的受死和他的复活。
But our Lord Jesus, he prophesied his own death and his own resurrection.
这是上帝的大能。
This is the power of God.
我曾经在一次这个灵修里边，我在设想一件事情。
And so during one of my devotionals, I thought about the following.
耶稣基督可以看见很远以后的事。
Jesus can see into the future.
他可以预言。
Of course, he can prophesy.
假如说我们人类。
What about us, humans?
哪怕你会预言下一秒钟发生什么。
Even if we could just predict the next second.
你预计下一秒钟发生什么。
Just one second later.
弟兄姐妹，很多事情不会成就。
Then a lot of things won't happen.
车祸可能不会发生。
There shouldn't be any accidents.
可能一次邪恶的事情不会发生，因为你知道了。
There should be no evil or there should be no violence.
因为你预见到了。
Because you foresaw it.
你会躲开的。
Because you will escape it.
有人曾经发生过车祸。
So, someone who's been through a car crash.
然后他就会想，假如我当时要稍微慢一点点。
And then you'll think, well, if I was just slow more, going more slowly at that time.
这事情就不会发生了。
Then I would not have been in that crash.
当枪击案发生的时候。
Or if there's been a shooting.
你提前一秒钟知道，你就躲藏了。
If you knew a second earlier, you would have hid yourself.
他就射不到你。
And he wouldn't have shot you.
问题又来了。
So here's the question.
这个枪手也提前一秒钟知道了。
But the shooter also knew a second earlier.
他还要找到你。
And he'll still find you.
你说这是不是？这是没有办法去预计什么了。
So of course it's no use for us to be able to predict the future.
好，弟兄姐妹，我只是做一些类比吧。
And so I'm just making a comparison here.
那弟兄姐妹，在耶稣基督他这个预言上边。
And so regarding the Jesus's prophecy.
耶稣基督和我们是不一样的。
He is different from all of us.
人类历史上唯有他。
In the history, there's only Jesus.
有关他的死和他复活的事都应验了。
That all the prophecy regarding his life and death and resurrection has come to pass.
如果你向别人传福音的时候。
And so if you are sharing the gospel with others.
你说耶稣基督是胜过死亡又复活的主。
And you tell them that the Lord Jesus has overcome death.
他会跟你说，你等等。
And they'll say, wait a minute.
假如这个故事是杜撰的呢？
And what if this story is just an elaborate hoax?
你可以告诉他，这个耶稣复活的故事是2000年来。
And you can tell this person, well, this story in the past 2,000 years.
是被各种各样的人想要推翻而不能推翻的。
Many people have tried to discredit this story.
比如说有许多的历史学家
and so many historians,
许多的文学家
many writers,
考古学家
archaeologists,
地质学家
and geologists,
还有哲学家
and philosophers,
法学家
and lawyers,
今天我们的生物学家
and biologists,
政治学家
and politicians,
他们想用各种各办法来试图推翻耶稣基督复活的事件。
They have all used different methods to try it and discredit the resurrection of Christ.
一直到如今没有人成功。
But until today, no one has succeeded.
所以关于耶稣基督复活的经文。
Because the scripture regarding the resurrection of Christ.
关于耶稣基督预言的经文。
And about his prophecies.
每一个字，每一个标点符号都被研究过多次了。
And it has been studied very carefully.
所以耶稣基督复活是一个历史事件。
And so the resurrection of Christ, this is a historical fact.
那么还有人证和物证。
And, but there's also other evidence.
我们想想看，刚才我们所读的经文里边说有妇女和看守的兵丁在坟墓边上。
And in the passage we read, we see there are women and also the Roman soldiers who were guarding the tomb.
我们看妇女去的时候，那个石头的那个坟墓的石头被滚开了。
And so when the women arrived at the tomb, the stone had been rolled away.
有天使坐在上边。
And there were angels sitting on it.
那个看守坟墓的兵丁吓得半死。
And the soldiers were afraid as if they were dead.
而妇女们也是极其害怕。
Of course, the women were also afraid.
所以在这里边我们看到妇女看守的兵丁门徒加利利人五百多人都看见过耶稣的复活。
And we are told that not just the women and the soldiers, but also the disciples and even 500 in Galilee saw the resurrected Christ.
他升天之前又向许多人显现。
And before he ascended, he appeared again to many.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们说不是你在那里，不是我在那里，有当时的人证在那里。
So even though you and I were not there, there were witnesses at the time.
这里有门徒，有普通人
，and including the disciples and just bystanders.
有他的朋友，也有他的敌人。
His friends and also his enemies.
有男也有女。
Men and women.
有在私下的场合，也有在公开的场合。
And sometimes in private and sometimes in public.
有极少的人群，也有极大的人群。
And sometimes only to a few and other times to a crowd.
所以弟兄姐妹，当这些人证向我们表明耶稣基督复活的时候，我们怎么能够怀疑
？And when all of these people testify and witness that they saw the resurrected Christ, how can we doubt that?
如果我们实在要硬生生的怀疑，我只能说你胆子太大了。
And so if you still refuse to accept this fact, then I think you're more brave than I am.
第三个是说耶稣基督他复活的物证啊。
And so there are other evidences of Christ's resurrection.
耶稣基督复活的物证最大的就是他的空空的坟墓。
And the biggest evidence is the empty tomb.
还有他的这个细麻布、他的帐衣、他的裹头巾都在那里。
And also the burial cloths and the shroud that he was wrapped in when he was buried.
我们又要说耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And so we will say again, Jesus rose from the dead.
因为在人类的历史上，只有耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
Because in all of history, there's only one empty grave, and that is Jesus.
耶稣基督身体复活了。
His body has resurrected.
他战胜了死亡，他从坟墓里边复活了。
That he overcame death and he came out of the grave.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过，是不是天使把石头滚开了，耶稣才能从坟墓里边出来呀？
And so have you thought about maybe it was only after the angels moved the stone that Jesus could walk out of the grave?
如果耶稣如果天使不挪开石头，耶稣基督可能还在坟墓里边。
What if the angels didn't move the stone? Maybe Jesus would still be in the tomb?
不是，那个天使挪开这个石头是为了妇女们。
The angels moved the stone so that the women could go in.
所以我们看历史上多少的伟人、君王、将相。
And we can see throughout history, there are many great people, kings and rulers.
我们也看见很多能人、成功人士。
And those who are successful and famous.
还有各个宗教的教主。
And various religious leaders.
都在重复着一个事件，就是他们的死亡与埋葬。
And they keep repeating this one thing, which is their death and burial.
他们都不曾复活。
None of them resurrected.
他们的尸骨依然在坟墓里。
And their bodies are still in their graves.
他们怎样的埋葬，就怎样的遗留在那里。
And how they were buried is how they will stay.
唯有耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
But only the tomb of Christ is empty.
他第三日从死里复活了。
That on the third day he rose.
所以耶稣基督的复活彰显了神的大能。
And so it is the resurrection of Christ that reveals to us the power of God.
也是复活的大能。
And also the power of the resurrection.
我们看见耶稣基督复活大能的彰显呢。
And we can see the manifestations of this power.
这里边告诉我们说，天使对妇女说，你不要怕，因为你们所寻找的十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，已经照他所说，已经复活了。
And here the angels tell the women, do not be afraid. The one you look for has already been raised from the dead.
那耶稣基督从死里复活告诉我们什么的大能呢？
And so what is the power that the resurrection reveals to us?
我们一起来想，好吗？
Now let's think about it.
第一个显明他是神的儿子。
First, it shows us that he is the Son of God.
不是一般的儿子。
not just any son.
是三位一体当中的圣子。
That he is part of the Trinity, the Son of God.
在罗马书第一章四节里边这样说，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And in Romans 1, chapter 1, verse 4, it says that, and declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead.
弟兄姐妹，从死里复活，显明是神的儿子。
So, brothers and sisters, the resurrection shows that he is the Son of God.
我们在这里能够因他的名得生命。
And here, according, following his name, we can also receive life.
我们也接受他的神圣，也接受他的权柄，也接受他的神性。
And we receive from him power and eternal life.
我们感谢主，这是耶稣基督从死里复活证明的第一件事，他真是他所说的神的儿子。
So praise the Lord, this is the first manifestation of the power of the resurrection, which is Christ is the Son of God.
第二件事情呢，是告诉我们耶稣基督他的复活把死亡的痛苦给解释了。
Secondly, the power of the resurrection resolves the pain of death.
在使徒行传第二章里，彼得传福音的时候，
In Acts, when Peter was sharing the gospel,
他提到在第二章二十三、二十四节，他说他既按照神的定旨先见被交于人，你们就记着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
And so he reminded the people that it was the hands of men who crucified the Lord.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
But through the resurrection, the Lord has overcome death.
我们感谢主，基督耶稣的复活战胜了死亡。
Praise God, it is the resurrection that has overcome death.
胜过了阴间权势和魔鬼。
And it has overcome the evil one.
他是昔在、今在、以后永在的真神。
Because our God is yesterday, today, and tomorrow always the same.
使人不人不再在死亡的威胁之下。
And that man no longer needs to be under the power of death.
证明活的可以胜过死的。
And it is proof that those who are living can overcome that which is dead.
任何有生命的东西都可以战胜死亡的东西。
Anyone who is living can overcome death.
我们都知道死是一个非常大的限制。
We know that death is the ultimate limitation.
所有的生物都要死亡。
All things that are living must die.
一死就完了。
Because once you die, it's gone.
你不管是草也好，树也好。
Whether it's a grass or a tree.
对它最大的限制就是它的死。
Its biggest limitation is its death.
还有动物，比如说我们喜欢的猫啊，狗啊。
Animals like our pets.
活个三五年、三五十年
，maybe they live 3 or 5 years or 30 or 50 years.
很聪明，也很有用
，and maybe they're very smart or they're very useful.
可是他不能一直活下去
，but they're not going to live forever.
他的生命是有限制的
，their life will end.
人也一样
，and the same with people.
我们活着的时候，我们可以有许多的梦想
，and when we're alive, we may have a lot of dreams.
可是当死亡一临到的时候，什么都没有了。
But once death comes, it's all gone.
但是耶稣基督却向我们信他的人证明了一件事情。
But Jesus showed us who believe in him one thing.
死亡不能再做我们的主。
He showed us that death has no power over us anymore.
死亡不能再限制我们的生命。
That it can no longer limit us.
因为耶稣基督已经冲破死亡。
Because Jesus has come through death.
耶稣基督是复活的第一个果子。
That he is the first to be resurrected.
所以没有任何的东西可以限制耶稣的生命。
And there's nothing else that can limit his life.
那弟兄姐妹，我们这些信靠他的人会怎么样？
And so what about for those of us who believe in him?
我们也必要像他。
We will be like him.
所以我们感谢主，在这里边我们看到耶稣基督他把死亡的痛苦给解释了。
And so praise the Lord, we can see here Jesus has resolved the pain of death.
唯有信靠他的人将来可以才能够复活得到永远的生命。
And for those who trust in him will receive eternal life.
你也可能会问我。
So you might ask me.
那牧师呢？圣经里边有没有说那些不信的人有没有复活呀？
Pastor, what about those who don't believe in him? Will they be resurrected?
我告诉你，圣经说不信的人也要复活。
And so I tell you, the scripture tells us those who do not believe him will be resurrected as well.
但是结局可不是那么美妙的。
But their ending is not that great.
圣经里边说，他们作恶的复活要受审判。
The scripture tells us that when we are resurrected, we will receive judgment.
耶稣说，信的人死后得生命。
Jesus said, those who believe will receive life.
复活得生命。
Resurrection life.
但是不信的人死啊，复活以后要受审判。
But those who do not believe him will be judged.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们在这里来宣告耶稣基督复活的大能。
So brothers and sisters, here today we are proclaiming the power of the resurrection.
在以弗所书里面说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌。
And when it tells us in Ephesians that when he ascended up, he freed those in captivity.
我们感谢主哈，耶稣基督他能够掳掠仇敌呀。
And so praise the Lord that he can free the captives.
原来吓唬你的。
Those who used to scare us.
原来局限你的。
Which used to limit us.
现在都被耶稣基督给俘虏了。
Has now all been conquered by Christ.
所以我们不再被魔鬼辖制。
And so we are no longer limited by the evil one.
我们不再被罪恶捆绑。
And our sins has no hold on us.
因为我们的盼望在复活的耶稣基督里。
Because our hope is in the resurrected Christ.
这就是我和弟兄姐妹讲的复活带来的盼望。
And so this is the hope that I want to share with you through the resurrection.
弟兄姐妹，还有一段经文给我们。
And there's one more passage that tells us.
说差我来者的意思就是他赐给我的叫一个也不失落，在末日的时候却叫他复活。
It tells us that he who sent me does not wish for me to lose any one that he has given to me.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
Because it is the will of my Father that all he has given me will be saved and I will raise them on the last day.
所以基督的复活能使我们有复活的盼望。
So it is the resurrection of Christ that gives us hope of our own resurrection.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天坐在我们下边的人，我们心中知道我们有复活的盼望。
And so brothers and sisters, we should know today in our hearts that we do have the hope of resurrection.
我们从朽坏的肉身要变成不朽坏的肉身。
That our bodies now which will decay will become new which will not.
这是一个超越时间空间的形态。
And this is a state in which we will be above time and space.
这是一个何等的美妙，何等的伟大。
And how wonderful and great that would be.
耶稣基督对信靠他的人有这么美好的应许。
That such a promise should be given by Christ to those who believe in him.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们靠着信靠耶稣基督就可以得到这永远的生命。
Brothers and sisters, today through our faith in Christ, we can receive this everlasting life.
我们也看见耶稣基督复活大能的那种超越。
And we can see the all that his resurrection has overcome.
他超越的大能啊。
And what has he overcome?
我们看见妇女急忙的离开坟墓，跑又怕又惊喜。
We saw that when the women left the tomb, they were afraid but yet full of joy.
耶稣基督遇见他们就说：“愿你们平安。”
And when Jesus saw them, he greeted them and gave them peace.
耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕，你去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。”
Jesus told them, "Do not be afraid. Tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
耶稣不但不被黑暗、权势、死亡所囚禁。
So not only is Jesus no longer limited by death and darkness.
耶稣基督还不再被时空局限。
He is no longer limited by space or time.
所以耶稣基督他复活以后，他的身体不像我们今天的身体。
And so after the resurrection, his body is different than the bodies that we have now.
他的预言和他的复活把他无所不在的神性给彰显出来。
And his prophecy of his own death and resurrection and has shown us the great power of God.
弟兄姐妹，所以耶稣基督不再受时空的限制。
So Jesus is no longer limited by time or space.
在以弗所书里边讲到耶稣基督复活以后的大能。
And in Ephesians, it tells us the power after his resurrection.
首先我们所看到的是耶稣基督他复活的他超自然的能力。
First, we'll see his supernatural powers.
这里边圣经告诉我们说，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。
And so it tells us that it is according to the power of the resurrection that has raised him from the dead.
弟兄姐妹，妇女们遇见耶稣，想要抱住他。
When the women saw Jesus after the resurrection, they wanted to embrace him.
他们已经不能再抱住耶稣了。
But they could not.
不是说耶稣基督不叫他们抱。
It's not that Jesus did not allow them.
而是耶稣基督的大能已经不仅仅局限在这一个人的人形身上。
But it's because the power of Christ is no longer held within one body.
因为耶稣基督已经有超越自然的能力。
That he now has supernatural powers.
我们在圣经里边经文里边看到耶稣基督复活以后，他的门徒聚集的时候，门是关着的。
We can see that when Jesus came to visit his disciples, they were in a room with the closed doors.
耶稣基督来到他们中间，就向他们显现。
But yet he appeared among them.
耶稣基督也没有敲门，也没有打开门，就进来了。
He did not knock or open the door.
在去往以马忤的路上，和两个门徒显现。
And also, he appeared to two disciples on their way to Emmaus.
当他们认出来他的时候，他忽然就不见了。
And when they recognized him, he suddenly disappeared.
这就是说他复活的奇妙。
And this is the miracle of his resurrection.
他超过了时间，他超过了空间。
That he is now not restricted by time or space.
弟兄姐妹，我们是没有办法用我们现在的大脑来想象耶稣基督的能力。
And so we probably will not be able to understand the fullness of his power with our current understanding.
但是我们确实是在耶稣基督复活以后的各个事件里边看到耶稣基督超越的大能。
But we can see in everything that happened after the resurrection the power.
当我们接受耶稣基督作为我们救主，我们悔改受洗的时候，我们也与耶稣基督同死，与耶稣基督将来要同复活。
And so when we repent and accept him as our Lord and Savior and receive the baptism, we have also died and resurrected with him.
你说牧师，我也不晓得将来我怎样复活。
And you might say, well, Pastor, I don't know how I'm going to be resurrected.
我也不知道。
Well, I don't know either.
但是耶稣基督的大能要给我们复活的能力。
But the power of Christ will give us that power to be resurrected.
当复活的大能临到你的那时刻，你就改变了。
Because when that power comes to you, you will be changed.
不仅仅是复活以后新生的不仅仅是受洗以后这个新的生命。
Not only the new life you receive after baptism,
而是当你复活以后像耶稣基督的生命。
But after you are resurrected, you will have life like Christ's.
我们只能说复活是变换的生命。
So we can only say that a resurrection is like a changed life.
是我们今天所有的生命都没有办法相比的。
That none of us alive today can compare to the life we will have after the resurrection.
大家知道毛虫可以变成蝴蝶吗？
So we know that caterpillars can become butterflies.
那么丑的一个东西怎么会变成那么一个美丽的东西呢？
How can something so ugly turn into something so beautiful?
这件事情简单吗？
Is it a simple thing?
你变一个试试看。
Why don't you try doing it?
没有人能变。
No, nobody can do that.
唯有上帝能够让这样一个丑陋的生命变成一个精美的生命。
It is only God who can take such a ugly life and make it so beautiful.
那是耶稣基督，这是上帝超越的大能。
And so Jesus Christ shows us this power of God.
那接下来神告诉我们他有掌管所有的权柄。
Next, we see that Christ has power over everything.
大家知道所有的权利都是要管理一些事物。
And so it is power to oversee everything.
在我们周围的身边人士里面会看到许多的大大小小的权柄。
And so we can see, you know, in our lives today, those in power, people who have various degrees of power.
我们现在的世人，我们现在活着的肉身都在各种各样的权柄之下。
And in our lives today, we also experience various authorities over us.
弟兄姐妹，但是你要知道，耶稣基督他有掌握所有权柄的大能。
But you should know that above all of this is Christ who is in control of everything.
刚才我们所读的经文说，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来生的都超越。
The scriptures tells us that Jesus is now seated at the right hand of God, and God has placed everything under him.
这权柄超越地上所有的政权。
That this, his power is over all powers on earth.
你看有的地方说，哎呀，福音可以自由的这样传播。
So some places we have freedom to share the gospel.
你也会看到在有些政权的这个掌控下边不能够去自由传福音。
But we can see some governments who suppress the gospel.
但是神在这里告诉我们，他的权柄，基督的权柄，要大大超越人间的权柄。
But here the scriptures tell us that God's power is above all such powers.
当神说这个福音要传遍地极的时候
，When God says the gospel will be spread to the ends of the earth，
不论人怎样的去拦住他
，No matter how people might try to stop it，
上帝的大能一定会叫这个福音传到地极。
God's power will make the gospel go to the ends of the earth.
因为耶稣基督上帝的权柄超越人间一切的权柄。
Because the power of Christ is now over everything here on earth.
他的名也超越任何万民之上的名。
And that his name is above all names and all titles.
我们很感恩，就是说神的权柄不单超过今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
We're very thankful that not only does he have authority over everything here today, he also has authority over everything in the time to come.
我们知道耶稣基督他复活以后，他给门徒们说这个大使命。
We know that after Jesus resurrected, he gave his disciples the great commission.
耶稣基督凭什么来宣告这个大使命？
And with what authority did he give them such a commission?
就是马太福音第二十八章第十八节这句话。
So in Matthew 28:18,
他说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
Jesus says, "All power is given to me."
所以耶稣基督从死里复活以后，重新在上帝的面前再次执掌权柄。
And so we see that after he was resurrected, he returned to the Father, and he now has received all power and dominion over heaven and earth.
我们大家也都知道，圣经里边说，万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
And we also know from Scripture that everything that was created through him. Nothing was created apart from him.
所以耶稣基督既是创造者，他是又是救赎者。
And so Jesus is there at creation, and he is also our Savior.
他还是最终掌权的君王。
And at the end, he is the one who has authority and dominion over everything.
我们圣经上看到还有一个就是统管宇宙的大能啊。
And so lastly, we can also see that he has power over the universe.
圣经又说，将万有伏在他脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
And so all things will bow to Christ.
所以主复活以后，主耶稣基督是教会的头。
And after his resurrection, Jesus is the head of the church.
教会像不像人间的任何的组织将来会消亡呢？
Is there anything on earth that is like the church that will disappear?
根据圣经来说，即使是人间一切的政权消亡了，但是教会也不会消亡。
The scriptures tell us that no matter what passes away from the earth, the church will remain.
因为将来教会要在天上和耶稣基督一同执掌权柄。
Because the church will receive power from Christ in the future.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们也身在教会之中啊。
And so today we are in the church.
耶稣基督是教会的头。
And Jesus is the head of the church.
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
耶稣基督的身体，教会就是由我们这些弟兄姐妹组成的。
And so the body of Christ is made up of you and I.
所以基督复活的大能也在向我们宣告一个蓝图。
And so the resurrection of Christ also shows us this blueprint.
将来我们这些弟兄姐妹要进入到神的身体里边，进入到永恒的教会里边，和耶稣基督一道执掌王权。
And that in the future we will enter into the eternal church and receive power from him.
所以我们在这里边，在这些经文里边，我们看到耶稣基督复活的大能。
And so in these passages we can see the power of the resurrection.
最终我们可以得出一个结论。
And we can have the following conclusion.
耶稣基督是复活的主。
That he is the Lord of the resurrection.
他是胜过死亡的救赎主。
That he is our Savior who has overcome death.
他也是万王之王，万主之主。
That he is the King of kings and Lord of lords.
我们感谢主。
Let's praise the Lord.
谢谢大家，我也谢谢卓卓的翻译。
Thank you all for coming.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
好，我们低头做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
天上的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你是复活的救主。
That you are the Lord of the resurrection.
你在圣经里边启示了你复活的大能。
That you have predicted your own resurrection.
今天我们也都要伏在你大能的权柄下。
And today we bow before your great power.
我们来赞美你。
And we praise you.
我们来歌唱赞美。
We want to sing and praise you.
主啊，我们也要归荣耀颂赞给你。
I'll give you all the glory.
将来我们必有那一天要一同进入到神里的荣耀里面。
And that one day we will enter into your glory.
所以今天我们满怀喜乐。
And so today we're filled with joy.
求主复活的大能充满我们。
And that your power, the power of the resurrection will fill us.
你进入我们的教会。
You will come into our church.
你在我们的教会作王掌权。
That you will be the Lord of our church.
从今直到永远。
And from now and forever.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢周周 ，Thank you.